Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a dense, emerald sea of sal trees stretching over 820 square kilometers, where the canopy is so thick that even sunlight struggles to pierce through, and within that green maze, a high-stakes showdown between the state and the Maoists just unfolded, leaving a mark as one of the deadliest single encounters in Jharkhand's anti-Naxal history. The operation, christened Meghburu, was launched in the Saranda forest of West Singbhum district, Jharkhand. Security forces neutralized 16 to 17 cadre of the Communist Party of India, Maoist, among them the regional commander Patiram Manji, better known as Anilda, who carried a bounty of 2 crore 35 lakh rupees on his head. The sheer scale of casualties in a single encounter is unprecedented for the state and pushes the nation closer to its ambitious target of eradicating left-wing extremism by March 2026. Now, let us turn to the terrain that made this battle possible. Saranda is not just any forest, it is one of Asia's largest sal forests, a sprawling expanse of roughly 820 square kilometers, perched at the trijunction of Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh. For decades its hilly, impenetrable landscape served as a virtual fortress for Maoist commanders, allowing them to orchestrate operations across three states. Operation Meghburu, therefore, represents perhaps the last major sweep in what has long been the Maoists' stronghold. The operation itself was a coordinated effort between the Commando Battalion for Resolute Action, commonly known as COBRA, and the Jharkhand Police. COBRA is the elite jungle warfare wing of the Central Reserve Police Force, raised in the fiscal year 2008-2009. Operating through 10 battalions, these commandos are trained for deep forest penetration, guerrilla counter-tactics, intelligence-based operations, explosive ordnance disposal and community engagement in tribal areas. It is this specialized capability that has placed COBRA at the forefront of every major anti-Naxal operation, from Bastar in Chhattisgarh to Saranda in Jharkhand. Why is this development significant in the larger narrative of left-wing extremism in India? To answer that, we must travel back to 1967. To the small village of Naxalbari in West Bengal, where a faction of the Communist Party of India, Marxist, under Charu Majumdar and Kanu Sanyal ignited a violent agrarian uprising. That rebellion gave birth to the term Naxal. Fast forward to 2004, when two major splinter groups, the CPI, ML, People's War and the Maoist Communist Center of India, merged to form the present CPI, Maoist, now designated a terrorist organization under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. At its zenith around 2010, the Red Corridor spanned a staggering 106 districts across 10 states, from Andhra Pradesh in the south to Bihar and West Bengal in the north. The most afflicted states were Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Maharashtra's Gadchiroli district, Bihar and parts of West Bengal. Since then, a combination of security measures, developmental outreach, surrender and rehabilitation schemes, and political isolation has driven a steady decline in LWE violence. Security operations have become more intelligence-driven, employing UAV surveillance and integrated theater commands. Development programs such as the Aspirational Districts Initiative have extended roads, banking and telecom services into previously inaccessible forest pockets. State-level surrender policies now offer rehabilitation packages that include employment, education for children and housing, while the Maoist movement has struggled to broaden its political base beyond limited tribal enclaves. Key data points underscore this downward trend. The number of LWE-affected districts fell dramatically from 106 in 2018, and incidents of LWE-related violence have been dropping year on year since 2011. The government's target remains clear: to eliminate LWE by March 2026. Operation Megburu fits into a broader chronology of decisive actions that have systematically dismantled the CPI, Maoist, command structure. Over recent years, top commanders have been neutralized in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region, and surrender camps have been established across multiple states. The Saranda Action Plan, launched in 2011 with a budget of 73 crore rupees, complements these security efforts. It focuses on road connectivity to isolated tribal villages, the construction of schools and Anganwadi centers, health subcenters, electrification, drinking water supply, and livelihood programs. The logic is straightforward: by addressing core grievances, land rights, forest rights, minimum wages, and tribal land alienation, the state seeks to undercut the very recruitment base the Maoists have long exploited. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The operation took place in Saranda Forest, West Singbhum District, Jharkhand, involving Cobra units of the CRPF alongside Jharkhand Police, resulting in the neutralization of 16 to 17 Maoist cadre, including the top commander Patiram Manji, alias Analda, who had a bounty of 2 crore 35 lakh rupees. Saranda Forest is Asia's largest sal forest, covering about 820 square kilometers, and sits at the strategic trijunction of Jharkhand, Odisha, and Chhattisgarh. The Naxalbari uprising of 1967 in West Bengal was led by Charu Majumdar and Kanu Sanyal. CPI, Maoist, was formed in 2004 through the merger of two groups. It is designated a terrorist organization under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. At its peak, the Red Corridor encompassed 106 districts in 10 states, with Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Odisha, and Maharashtra's Gadchiroli being the most affected. The government aims to eradicate LWE by March 2026. Cobra, the Commando Battalion for Resolute Action, is part of the Central Reserve Police Force, raised in 2008-9, now operating 10 battalions with specialization in jungle warfare, intelligence-based operations, IED disposal, and tribal community relations. The Saranda Action Plan, launched in 2011, allocated 73 crore rupees for roads, schools, health, electrification, and livelihood initiatives. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, remember the Naxalbari uprising of 1967, the 2004 formation of CPI, Maoist, through a merger, the UAPA designation, the full form of Cobra, the concept of the Red Corridor, the fact that Saranda Forest is the largest sal forest in Asia located in West Singbhum, Jharkhand, the 2011 Saranda Action Plan budget of 73 crore rupees, and the March 2026 target for LWE elimination. For the mains, particularly General Studies Paper 3, you can discuss internal security by analyzing the causes, spread and decline of Naxalism, evaluate the dual strategy of security operations and development outreach, examine the role of tribal land and forest rights in fueling insurgency, assess the effectiveness of rehabilitation policies, and debate the balance between anti-terrorism legislation like the UAPA and civil liberties. In closing, the triumph in Saranda not only marks a milestone in the state's counterinsurgency campaign but also illustrates the intricate interplay of force, development and governance that is essential for lasting peace. The lessons from Operation Megburu reinforce the broader principle that sustainable security is achieved when the state simultaneously dismantles militant networks and resolves the socio-economic grievances that give rise to them.